up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Man, can you believe it? Here we are, ready to do it again. It's another edition of Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yes, we play old-time records right here every week. And, hey, you're invited to just join in, sit back and listen, get up and dance around, whatever the heck you want to do. That's the magic of the Oompa Hour. You can do whatever you want to do. You can dance. You can not dance. You can make fun of the people who are dancing. That's not very nice, but so just keep it to yourself. But anyway, here we go. It's another hour. Great old-time music, polkas, waltzes. I think I saw a Schottische in the list for today yet, too. So let's just get things rolling here. Ray Henry and the orchestra will kick us off. Cleverly titled song. It's the Accordion Polka. Ray Henry and the orchestra there, the accordion polka here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. We gather every week. We play old-time records. It just seems like the right thing to do, you know? All right, I have a tune here that normally you don't associate as a polka or an old-time song, but they're pulling it off with an accordion. Sounds like a polka to me. And normally you'd associate it with a country western band, like from the late 40s, early 50s. I have Pistol Pack and Mama Up, and I'm thinking Al Dexter. Does that sound right, Al Dexter? A lot of other people did it, I know. Dick Metko and his boys do it, though. Their take on Pistol Pack and Mama.
Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. She kicked out my windshield, hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied and wished that I was dead. Lay that pistol down, babe, pistol pack, lay that.
that pistol to you every night. I'll bet even with that gun later.
The magic of live radio, because we don't fix anything on this show. Did you notice there was a little skip in that song? And I'm one of those crazy people who's determined to get the record to play. So hang on here. We need to find some change. You remember this trick from back in the old days? There we go. Here's a penny. I was hoping for a dime, but I'm going to have to go with a penny. I'm not rich enough. I'm going to start the record again. I'm going to put a penny on the tone arm and see if we can get past that skip. How's that for... Remember doing that back in the day? This record's got a nasty warp in it, but darn it anyway, I wanted to play it. So we're gonna try this. I make no promises. Let's roll them again. Here's Dick Metko and the boys with a penny on the tone arm.
Drinking beer in a cabaret, and was I having fun? Until one night she caught me right, and now I'm on the run. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. She kicked out my windshield, hit me over the head. She cussed and cried and said I'd lied and wished that I was dead. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. I'll woo you every night, babe, I'll see you every day. I'll be your regular daddy if you put that gun away. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. Beer in a cabaret and dancing with the blonde, until one night she shot out the light and bang, that blonde was gone. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down. There was old Dick Medco, he always had his fun, but with some lead she shot him dead, his honking days are done. Lay that pistol down, babe, lay that pistol down. Pistol packing mama, lay that pistol down.
There you go, Dick Metko and his boys, pistol packing mama. See how amazing that is? All you need is a penny, and you can get a record to play. And it's got a big old warp in it. I better make a note on that one that says requires penny. Wow, that is one big wavy warp in that one. I'll have to put a picture on Facebook, which reminds me to remind you that you can always check out the Oompa Hour on Facebook, by the way, because we are there, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Occasionally, we post a picture or something up there. I've been trying to remember to post the playlist for the upcoming week's show on our Facebook page. I don't always remember, but I try anyway, and it might give you a tip-off as to a song coming up that you might want to be sure to be ready to dance to, you know. But I'll get a picture of our Dick Metko record here on the record player with a penny on the tone arm. It works, I'm sure. Any of you that remember playing your songs on records remember doing that. So it's not that weird to some of us. Can't do that with a CD, you know. All right, now I've been digging through more boxes of random records. These are not boxes that were dedicated as boxes of polka and old-time records. They're just random records, but every now and then some old-time records get mixed in. And I thought this was a great one. It's a Harmony Bells Orchestra, and it's an EP. It's a 45, but there's two songs on each side. And marches. I was thrown off there because I look out the window and I see it's starting to rain outside, which is not good because my wife, my daughter, and my grandson are outside going to all the neighborhood rummage sales today. But I see rain. Anyway, I digress. It's an EP of all marches, traditional marches, but done in polka style, which I thought was kind of crazy. Here's the Harmony Bells Orchestra and American Patrol Polka. Ha ha ha! you go. Harmony Bell's Orchestra there and American Patrol done old-time style here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. Kind of another kind of fuzzy record there. I think this is going to be one of those weeks where we're going to have, it seems like there's a string of scratchy records coming up in the show today, but that's okay. That adds to the authenticity. Like when you go in the antique store and you look at some amazing thing and it's all kind of beat up and tarnished and whatnot, and they say, oh, that's patina. That's worth more money. It has authentic patina. So that means all these records are even better. All those scratches, that's patina, baby. It makes them better records. All right, before we get to this Don Peachy record, I want to talk to you about a World of Accordions Museum in Superior, Wisconsin. Invite you to stop by and check it out because it's cool. That's all you need to know. They have over 1,400 accordions and concertinas on display there. They have all sorts of activities, workshops, concerts, jam sessions, and stuff going on there all the time. It's worth checking out the website and looking it up, see what's coming up that you might be interested in. Or just stop by if you're in the area, Superior, Duluth, Wisconsin, Duluth Superior. See, it's confusing because Duluth is in Minnesota, and you go over the bridge and you're in Superior, Wisconsin. So it's kind of the Twin Ports, they call it. But it's cool. It's right there on Belknap Street. And you can get in there with your RV or whatever if you really wanted to. Check it out, though, if you're in the area. World of Accordions Museum. They're on the internet, worldofaccordions.org. And there's a bunch of pictures there. And, man, you wouldn't believe I was looking at the pictures of the filing cabinets full of paperwork and music and history and documentation. Holy moly, man. If you like the music, you want to study the ethnicity of some music or whatever, check it out, worldofaccordions.org on the internet. All right, Don Peachy and the gang, here's the No, No Polka. That's the No-No Polka, Don Peachy and the Orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour, your old-time oldies show. It is where we get together and play old-time records every week, so I'm pretty darn happy that you're listening to us this week. And I warned you now that we may have a few more scratchy records in the show this week than usual, just because I have found a bunch that I had stumbled on, and they're kind of grungy, and I'm cleaning them as we go. Believe it or not, in the show this week, assuming the record cleans up enough that it'll play, we have a polka by Liberace. Remember Lee Liberace? Man, what a piano player that cat was. So we'll see if I can't get that one scraped off in time to play it here in a little bit. In the meantime, Joe Risitar and the orchestra. This is the Saturday Night Polka. Hey,
Saturday night, Saturday night. Time to do the polka tonight. Saturday night, Saturday night. Dance with you the polka tonight. Come rain or come shine, I know you'll be mine. We'll dance till church bells chime. Hey, it's Saturday night, Saturday night. We'll do the polka Saturday night. Your feet and clap your hands, swing your partner round and round, doing the polka Saturday night. Swing it low and swing it high, fling your worries to the sky, doing the polka Saturday night. Saturday night, Saturday night, time to do the polka tonight. Saturday night, Saturday night, dance with you the polka tonight. Come rain or come shine, I know you'll be mine. We'll dance till church bells chime. Hey, it's Saturday night, Saturday night. We'll do the polka Saturday night.
That's Joe Shitar and the orchestra, Saturday Night Polka, here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Yeah, we're rocking out the polkas again this week. Liberace right around the corner, and I'm not kidding you about that either. But, man, I tell you, I do not like sitting at the console this week because, well, I'm having some knee problems. And I've been to the doctor. The doctor's now referred me to an orthopedic surgeon. And I'll find out next week what he thinks we ought to do. They're talking. I got a screwed up menisci. They're torn in there, and I got a whole big ball of arthritis. He called it. They did X-rays and MRIs and all that. Now they're trying to. The doctor told me the orthopedic surgeon's going to try to talk me into a knee replacement surgery. I'm not sure about that. I'm not yet convinced on the idea of having mechanical parts inside of me that aren't things that were meant to be there, you know what I mean? I asked myself, will magnets stick to it? Because that would be kind of cool at least, but he didn't think so. So, I don't know. But so sitting under the desk here, I can't stick my leg out straight, and I don't like it. But we shall press on here in the Oompa Hour. I will definitely not be polka-ing for a little while anyway. But I told you now, I found this record, and I'm like, what? Liberace doing the Beer Barrel Polka? This has got to be crazy. Lee Liberace, probably the king of what? Showmanship. Glitz, showbiz, pomp and circumstance. I mean, holy moly, look at any Liberace performance anywhere, and you're like, wow, the guy would come on stage in a Rolls Royce with the furs and everything. Crazy. But, and again, this is another one of those records from the annals of records buried in boxes. So she's a little beat up, but we got to play it at least once because this is just crazy stuff. Liberace, here's the Beer Barrel Polka. Thank you. fun there. Lee Liberace doing the Beer Barrel Polka here at Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldie show. I think that bordered on ragtime, though, don't you think? That was right on the edge of being a ragtime record, but still a fun record from Liberace here on the Oompa Hour. All right, what do we got over here? Oh, Dick Rogers and his orchestra on turntable number one. I told you we had a schottische coming up this week, and this is it. It's the Bratwurst Schottische. There you go, Dick Rogers and the orchestra there, and the Bratwurst Schottische here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show playing old-time records. I've not even told you how to get in touch with us yet this week, have I? Well, I did mention Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour, which, by the way, I did post a picture of the Dick Mecko record with the penny on the tone arm so it would play today. And, of course, you can email us, oompahour@aol.com, and there's the Oompa Hour hotline, 218-259-2985. We'll get your request, dedication, question, comment to us. You can even text a message to that thing, phone, whatever. So you high-techer texter types, go for it. Kenny Bass and the orchestra on the record next, which is odd to me because I usually look for Kenny Bass and his polka poppers. But this says Kenny Bass and his orchestra, and they're doing Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain, which is done by a lot of great old-time bands, but they usually do it as a waltz. And he's doing it as a polka. So let's roll it. Kenny Bass and the orchestra, Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain polka.
I see her, blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember, blue eyes crying in the rain. Thank you. though I see her. Blue eyes crying in the rain. As we kissed goodbye and parted, I knew we'd never meet again. Love is like a dying ember, only memories remain. Through the ages I'll remember blue eyes crying in the rain.
Kenny Bass and the orchestra, the Blue Eyes Crying in the Rain Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour, your old-time oldies show. It's where we gather in front of the record player and we play old-time records for an hour every week. Here's another one. Time to get that waltz in here. Now we two are one. It's a lovely waltz from Don Judlowski's Vibra Sounds. They always come up with these weird names and words. Vibra Sounds. Anyway, here we go.
Just begun. We will share our hearts together. Now we two are one. We will share our hearts forever. Now we two are one. We two are one. Clouds won't hide the sun. We'll have no more tears or sorrow, since we two are one. We'll have no more tears or sorrow, since we two are one. At last, darling, all my dreams have come true, and my life has become a treasure of happiness, a happiness that you and I will share together, together and forever. We'll have no more tears or sorrows now, we two are one.
There you have it. Now we two are one waltz here on Tim's Oompa Hour. John Judlowski's Vibra Sounds. There's so many different groups that start with the name Vibra. I always have to kind of look at the record because of the Vibra Sounds or the Vibra Tones or the Vibra Sonics. It can get very confusing. Where would we be without a Frankie Yankovic record? With the Yanks, of course. Here we are, Little Red Wing.
Thank you.
right, so technically that's politically incorrect. We just won't tell anybody. Frankie Yankovic and the Yanks there in the Red Wing Polka. Here on Tim Zumpa Hour, it's your old-time oldies show. Back to turntable one for the Maddie's Brothers and the Hoo La La Polka.
I drink plain soda, she drinks gin cooler. I dance the polka and she does the hula.
Hula la la la, hula la la la, hula la la la, hula la la, boom boom boom. Hula la la la, hula la la la, hula la la la, hula boom boom boom. She is disgusting. She goes with Tony and I'm so lonely.
An old-time record that fades out on you. That's just cheating there. Maddie's Brothers and the Hoo La La Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. We go over here now for one from Frankie Kramer, cleverly titled Kramer's Polka. Frankie Kramer wrote that song, thought, what am I going to call it? Decided to call it Kramer's Polka. So there you have it here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldie show. What do I have to tell you today? Weather's pretty good here in northern Minnesota this week. Not a lot to complain about anyway. Why do I not have the right sleeves for the right number of records? Something has gone wrong in my organizational system here today, because, you know, I try to run a tight ship, keep the records organized. Something's wrong. I have more records than I have those little sleeves to put them into. What is going on? How did I lose a record sleeve? Do we want to just bring the whole show to a stop here while I figure out why I am missing the sleeve for that record? No, we will not do that. We will press on. I have no idea. Weather's been pretty good. Kind of summery over the last week, but now blustery again. There was some snow over in Wisconsin here in the last few days. That was kind of weird. But all right, let us press on with Skipper's Polka now with Chester Budney and his boys. Chester Budney and his boys, Skipper's Polka, here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. And I do this every now and then. I look on, people will say, one of those auction sites online, the only one there is pretty much is eBay, right? Every now and then I look for polka records just to see if I can find something to liven up the collection. And it's interesting to see the wide variety in prices that people want for their polka 45s. I love 45s. 45s make me feel all warm and fuzzy. Albums are just a pain in the butt. I shouldn't complain, but I'm going to. I'm looking at a guy has a grouping of 19 polka 45s. And his listing here says it's across the room from me. I can't read it. Lot of 19. What does that say? Rare polka 45s, right? And he's got the price marked down. They're on sale. They were $120 for 19 records, plus shipping, of course. And now he's got the 19 marked down to $102. So if that was 20 records, that would be, $5 a piece, right? 5 times 20 is 100. So a little over $5 a piece by the time you count for the $2 and you count for the shipping and everything. And I'm telling you what, if polka 45s are worth $2 a piece, and I were to clean out this studio, I would never have to work again. Seriously. Totally seriously. I mean, really, I look for the people that have like a lot of 25 records for like $6. Those are the ones I'm looking for. And that's where you hear them on the show. I pulled 80% of what you hear here has been pulled out of my collection from years and years and years and years and years. But I do poke around to see if I can get a deal somewhere, because it kind of livens it up a little, especially if I'm getting records from a different geographical area. I mean, you know, I'm in northern Minnesota, so a lot of the records from my collection are from Minnesota, Wisconsin, Iowa, Nebraska, that kind of thing. And polka music is a very regional thing. You can tell if you're playing a Chicago-style polka or a Cleveland-style polka or a Texas-style polka. They're all very different. And so I try to really mix it up here on the show. So that's why I'll take a look online every now and then, see if I find a stack of records, you know, from some cat in Michigan or some guy in Pennsylvania, because you're going to get different bands and different styles of playing. And it just makes it all the more fun. So I do look every now and then from time to time. And I'm like, every now and then you see some wackadoodle got a Lil Wally record and he wants $26.99 for it. And you're like, really? I'll sell you a carload of them for half that. And I'll walk away laughing my head off. But anyway, I digress. We have things to do. I don't even remember what I put over here on the turntable now. Let me see. Oh, yes, Johnny Pecan. That's who's on the turntable over here. And it's Lollapalooza. Orchestra, Lollapalooza. Was that not an ice cream treat at Dairy Queen? Maybe it still is. I don't know. Did they not have a Lollapalooza as a special big giant pile of different ice creams and stuff? I don't know. Johnny Pecan, the orchestra, with Nettie Pecan leading the vocals here on Tim Zupa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. I should look at the clock once in a while and see how much time we've got left, or we're going to wind up running along on this baby this week. Eddie Erotic and the orchestra coming up here in just a second, so hang on for that one.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
Remember going to the record store and finding your favorite songs by your favorite artists? Those days are back at Keb's Records in downtown Bovee. Hate trying to buy records on the internet? Can't find your favorites from years ago? At Keb's Records, you can flip through the hits like you did in the good old days. From rock and roll, rhythm and blues, country and western, jazz, comedy, classical, and even polkas, we've got them all. All speeds too, 33, 45, and even 78. We have phonograph needles in stock for thousands of different record players. Personal service too. Just another one of the occasional shops in downtown Bovee. Like us on Facebook for sale dates and special events. More info online at KebsRadio.com. We're the world's smallest record store. Keb's Records, downtown Bovee.
Hey, you know why they call them occasional shops here at downtown Bovee? Because we're only open occasionally. Eddie Roddick and the orchestra, here's a big money polka. And the band there, the No Money Polka here at Tim Zumpa Hour. Had to jump right in there because we're going to try to cram in one more song when the old clock is winded down. Ah, the Peanuts Polka, Myron Florin.
We'll be right back.
There you go, Myron Florin doing the ever-popular Peanuts Polka here at Tim Tumpa Hour. And I see by the old clock on the wall that it's about time to wrap this one up for another week. But I got more records to clean, more boxes to sort, and a lot more tunes to play. So, of course, we'll be back to do it again, you know.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zumpa Hour, produced at the studios of KEBS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota. Brought to you by the International Polka Association, the World of Accordions Museum, and Kev's Records. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.